Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, it is strawberry time in the Palmetto State, and we are so excited. It means that spring is finally here. Let's talk a little bit about the state's strawberry industry and how we can get some of those wonderful berries.
Well, you're right. Warmer weather and late April means it's strawberry time and really another sign of spring. And while we enjoy living in South Carolina, but we had some folks over last night and Blanche made some strawberry ice cream, so we're kicking it off. But you're right, South Carolina really has an up-and-coming strawberry heart of farming. We got over 40 strawberry farms listed on our website alone, so when you get the taste for strawberries, you can find them.
Absolutely. Now, there's several ways to get locally grown berries at home, starting with a U-Pick farm. Great activity for your kids.
Well, it is, and it's just a great family outing. You think of the traditional things, people like picking a Christmas tree or going to get a pumpkin or things like that that people go and do and don't just traditionally buy them automatically off the shelf. So they like to go and do and pick strawberries, and again, plenty of them around different parts of the state for you to find. You can go to our website, agriculture.sc.gov, and find where those farms are and go out and have a great time. But then naturally, roadside markets, plenty of our farmers markets, the state farmers markets in Florence and Columbia and Greenville, they'll have quite a few coming in. So it is time to go out and find the berries.
Talking about the U-Pick farms and the strawberries there, that is a great activity for your kids to teach them about where their food's coming from.
That's a great point. It's fun to learn, and it's fun to see the little kids light up when they realize that's food growing on the ground, and I pick it and I take it home, and you know, they get to see it coming from somewhere besides the restaurant or the grocery aisle, and you get to learn a little bit about what a farmer has done to provide food for them. So again, education through fun experiences really is what agritourism is all about, and no better example than the strawberry U-Pick farms.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about a couple of strawberry festivals that are coming up. One of them's this week.
That's right. One end of the state to the other, down in Charleston and Mount Pleasant, the Boone Hall Plantation will have their strawberry festival this weekend. Blanche and I have been down several times with Willie McCray and his staff, and they have a great time. And really just a family fun environment there for 3 days, I think. And then you move to the other part of the state up in Fort Mill. Last year, I was able to go up for the strawberry festival. That's the first weekend of May. And it's just a great atmosphere. I had no idea it was as big a festival as it was until I got a chance to go up there.
That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.